We are learning Masechtas Saita, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're getting two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We're continuing the Pesukim by Vav Shalom. Vav Shalom Lokach V'yatzv Loi Bechayev. So it says in that Pasuk, the Pasuk on the Pasuk is that he put up a monument, because he didn't have any children, so he put up a monument, we call to this day Yad Avshalom, put up a monument. He actually did not get buried in that monument, he got buried somewhere else. But he put up a monument to bury, you know, in order to have a monument that's in his name, in his memory, It's the claim is there in Bahar Desi, Yad Avshalom. But he wasn't, not buried there. But that's where he got buried somewhere else. But that's where he put up a matzeva. He was planning getting buried there. It didn't work out perfectly, but he wanted to have a matzeva. But my lashon lokach is a little bit shvei. What's lashon lokach? So that's where lokach. My lokach, Rosh Lokach, lokach mekach ra'al atzmai. He took a bad mekach, which means this idea to be married with Malchus was not a good idea, and it caused him a lot of trouble. So he took a bad mekach to himself. It's matzeva, and lashon is, it's matzevas asher ba'ima kamelach. In the pasuk it says that Bavshom lokach v'yatzv loy b'chayev es matzevas asher ba'ima kamelach ki omar in li ben bavur hiskir shmi v'yikur l'matzevas ashmoy v'yikur lo yad avashom al yirim hazeh. The pasuk says, Akaponim, what's asher matzevas asher ba'ima kamelach? Also for drasha. I'm talking about Papa ba'itza amuka shemalka shalom. This whole idea, this whole oinish that Dovra Melech got, that Avashom was married with Malchus, was really the itza amuka of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that when Dovra Melech did the Aveira of Batsheva, so the Navi came to him and told him that Koyama Hashem, Hini Mekim Olecha Ra Mi Beisecha, to be Ra from your house, Lekachti Es Noshecha, Leinecha, they'll take your wives, Leinecha. And also this whole idea of married Malchus was already said, predicted already by the Navi. That means Ve'etza Amuka Shemalka Shoelam. Kereyetz Dov Ata Oimer, Vayishlocheu Me'emek Chevroin. It says that when this pasuk is referring to Avshalom, but the Navi was telling this to David HaMelech. He's telling David HaMelech, because of your Aver Batsheva, you're going to have troubles. What are your troubles? Your son is going to come, says someone is going to come, a Rama Beisecha, someone from your household is going to cause you bad and take your wives, which was the story with Avshalom, which took the 10 plaques from his father. It says there that Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to check on his brothers, and it says he sent him Me'emek Chevroin. And the shaila is, what's Loshen Me'emek Chevroin? Because Chevroin is not really lower, Chevroin is usually higher. It doesn't pass to say Me'emek Chevroin, it's Loshen Me'emek Chevroin. So Omra Chiva Papa, Be'itza Amukah Shoyse Tzadik, Shekhova Bechevroin. It's referring to the Eitza Muka of Oysa Tzadik that's buried in Chevron, which is Avram Avinu. The Chsiv, Yedea Teida Ki Ger Yizaracha. Hashem told Avram Avinu, but Brisbane Mesarim, that you should know that your children are going to be a Ger Yizaracha Beretz Mitzrayim. And through this Shalshalas of Yosef being sent to check on the brothers, that's the land of Mitzrayim. What happened? Yosef got, they took Yosef, they threw him into a pit, they got sold to Mitzrayim. And because of that, all leading the land of Mitzrayim. So this Eitza Muka, Eim Chevron means the Eitza Muka of Oysa Tzadik. Now, why would you call this Avraham Avinu, the Eitz Amuk of Avraham Avinu, before we said Eitz Amuk of Malka Shalom of Bekaris Baruch Hu. Why was I here the same thing? So I saw the Mepharshim speak out that the Medrash it says that they asked Avraham Avinu, Bismarck, Hashem asked, what do you want? Because you said, do you want Gehenim for your descendants? Or Mitzrayim? Or Shiva Mitzrayim? And he picked Shiva Mitzrayim. So that means Eitz Amuk of Eitz Tzadik was really the pick of Avraham Avinu to go down to Mitzrayim.
So it's an Malachi when he asks, and then Avraham davened for the tomb like Sodom.
Right. Terence says that was because he picked it. Very good. Okay. Ki Omar Ein Li Ben. It says that Avshalom said, Ki Omar Ein Li Ben. So it says that why did he put up his monument? Because he didn't have any children. He didn't have kids. V'achsiv says the pasuk. V'yuldu Avshalom. Avshalom had children. It says V'yuldu Avshalom. He had three. V'yuldu Avshalom. Shloisha banum v'asachas. He had three sons and one daughter. So he did have children. So what do you mean he didn't have children? So we're going to have two terutzim. First terutz is Amar Yitzchak Rav Dimi. Shloihoyle ben Hagel Malchus. He didn't have any of his children were any roy for royalty. His children weren't roy for royalty. Rav Chista Amar Divin Terutz. Gemiri, we know, call Sarav Tuasha Chaveiroi, Einem Neich Mel Yarshu. Rav Kabbalah, anyone who burns someone else's towards someone else's possessions, he will not leave over a son to the Yerushim. The Iyu and he, Kaliel the Yoyev, he burnt Yoyev's possessions. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Yerim Alavadav, Ruchalkas Yoyev, Al Yadiv, Eloy Sham, Sa'irim, Lechuva Tisu Beis, go burn a Beis, Tisu Avdei Avshalom, it's a Chalik Beis, they burnt it. And therefore, his children died. So first Teres is he never a son, Hagel Malchus. Second Teres is his children Taka died in his lifetime as an Oinis for destroying the possession of someone else. Like the Farshim say, that just like the possessions are the like the offspring of the person, his possessions, same thing, the Midik Nagamida, he lost his children. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, that not only is Midik Neged Midah regarding punishments, it's also regarding Toiva. And a poor example, Miriam. Miriam waited for Moshe for Shah Achas, and therefore the Klal Yisrael waited 7 days while she was in Mitzayra. Break the Gemara, Midami, Hasam, Chadashaita, Hakha Shiva Yemeh. Midik Neged Midah usually is exact. Here, by the Midah Toiva, it's 7 days for 1 hour. Amavaya, Eima, Velinia, Toiva, and Ekein. If I can't, you read the Mishnah, Velinia, Toiva, it's not like that. Yeah, Taiva, it's not the same thing. It's more. Only Rava have a Indian Taivak Tani. It says it doesn't say Ain a Kane, it says Taivak Tani. All over Shas, you have a Bai of Rava, same type of machlekes. A Bai tries to switch the words, and the Rava says, no, the words say it correctly, and we'll say different tarots. Alam Rava Hachtani, Vichain Linyan Taiva, the Ba'isa Mida. By Taiva also it's Midik Nega Mida. But the Loyola, Mida Taiva Mruva Mida Pranis. But the Maisa, Mida Taiva is better than Pranis. Therefore, the Midik Nega Mida is always more. But the Vada, it's Ba'isa Mida. It's the same idea, Ba'isa Mida. Now, V'teisatza V'chayisa Merachak. It says by Miriam that she stood from far. Pashat means she was watching. Amrav Yitzchak, Pasuk Ze Kula Hashem Shechina Nema. You could tie this whole Pasuk to mean it's going on, the Shechina was watching over Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire pasuk reads like this: "V'teisatzav achoysei merochok ledeya ma yeas aloi." There's like 7 words here. "V'teisatzav achoysei merochok ledeya ma yeas aloi." There are 7 words here, and that each one of these 7 words can mean referring to the Shechina. So Gemara explains like this: the a pasuk called Hashem Shechina Nema. "V'teisatzav deksiv ayova Yashem vayisyatzav." You see, find by Akaris Baruch Hu, Loshem Vayisyatzev. There's talking about Shmuel, when Shmuel heard a voice calling him. Tell Chachma, my sister, and Chachma is something that's found by Akaris Baruch Hu. Merach Hashem Nira, Nirali. Ladas, the word Ladas, the Chsiv Ki Kael Deis Hashem. Ma, the Chsiv Ma Hashem Melekech Hashem Mimach. What's talking about Akaris Baruch Hu? Ye also Chsiv Kloyas Hashem Lekim Dava. Loi, the Chsiv, Yirka Loi Hashem Shalom. See, Loi. So everyone in 7 words, Kridarshan for the Shechina, means that the Shechina was also watching on Moshe Rabbeinu when he was thrown into the water. It wasn't only Miriam, it was the Shechina watching him. Now, once we talked about Yitzhak B'Tzayim a little bit with Darshan Sukkim in Parashat Shemais, it says, Vayokom Melech Chodosh. That's the pasuk says. What does it mean, Melech Chadash? Machlok is Rav Shmuel. Chadam Chadash Mamish, who's Taka, a new king. Vechadama, Shinshachu Gzeres. He didn't die. He just changed his Gzeres. Mada Vechadash Mamish, Chsiv Chadash. Says, Kipshu says, new king. Sounds like a new king. Mada Shinshachu Gzeres. So, like, Siv, Yom Shimlach. Doesn't say someone died and someone else came afterwards. Therefore, Tachi Chadash means he just had new policies. It says in the pasuk, Ashalo Yoda as Yosef. So now, either way, it's Shver. Even if he just became king, he knew Yosef, he's a very famous person, and definitely if it's Chachuk Zeroysef, it's also Shver, what's that? Loyada as Yosef? So the Gemara answers, Dahavadami commanded Loyada like Lal. He may believe he didn't know it, or his Xeris were not in sync with knowing Yosef at Sadat. It says, Hine Am Bnei Yisrael, Rav Otsum Mimenu. That's what he says, they're very big, they've gained too big. Tana, this is who said this. Pari said this. Tana, who is Chabeitza? Tchila, he's the one who started with this idea. Lefikach loka tchila. Therefore, he got all the einchim he got first. The makas he got first. Who is Chabeitza? Tchila, k'siv yom el amoy. Lefikach loka tchila. K'siv says the pasuk by the tzvardeh. Uvechov amchov chalav adecha. It'll go into you and it starts with you first. The tzvard will go to you first. The pasuk is further. Havon is chak maloy. It says let's get smart, and it says loy, loshin yachid. Talking about a whole nation over here. Say lahem abayalei. Say havin sak lahem. Let's get smart and try to outsmart the Kares Baruch Hu. But ma nidoinim. What type of einus should we give Klai Yisrael? How should we kill Klai Yisrael? Nidoinim beish. That's not a good idea. Why? Because Hashem pays back midik negem midik. Ksiv kine Hashem beish yavai. Hashem could come and destroy us with fire. Yechsi kibeish Hashem nishpat. Becherev, let's do it with swords. Charev is called what's called basa. Akash Baruch Hu, come kill us with a cherev. Ella boy, we don't have a mayim. Let's kill him with water. Shkar nishba Akash Baruch Hu she'ena mevi mabul oilam. We know already that Akash Baruch Hu made a shvua. Shenema says pasuk imei noyach zeis li. It says in that pasuk that Hashem swore made a shvua that he's not going to bring a mabul anymore. So therefore, they said to themselves, he's not going to give us our inish with water because he can't. He made a shvua, and he always does mikra gemiza, so he'll be saved. He doesn't bring on the whole world. Aval uma achas or maybe a one uma could bring. In Ami Nama Teretz is who in the maybe. Aval heim bam v'noif m'sechem. They run into the water, then it does work. Bechein oim talk what happened. Metzrayim nosim across there. They ran into the Yamsuf and they all got killed. V'hainu d'ram avlezem. Ma'idek sivki v'dav shazadu aleihem. That he finds this idea of Midikar Gemida, because the Pasuk says, Kivadovash Zadu Aleim. They killed the Matriim, the things that they thought to do to Klai Yisrael. And Zadosh and Kedera. Kedera Shabishlu Bonus Pashal. When the Kedera, they cooked the Yidin, they got cooked, they got thrown into the water. My mashma, the high Zadlush to Kedera, who, hey, you know, Zadlush means Lashon of cooking, the Chsiv, says in the Pasuk by Yaakov with the Adoshim, when he sold it to Esav, there's Yazid Yaakov Nozid, you see Lashon of Ayazid, there's Lashon of Bishlu and Kedera. When Paris said Havar Eschak Meloi, he spoke to his advisors. There are three advisors: Bilam, the Iyav, the Yisra. Bilam said, "Yeah, kill them." Nerag, he got killed. Iyav Shoshak, Iyav was quiet. Need them be Yisurim. He got Yisurim. You know, Yisura Iyav is the epitome of Yisurim. He lost his money, lost his children. Yisra Shabarach. Because he ran away, Zochu Rebonov Shiosh Lishkas Gazas. They sat in Lishkas Gazas. Shnem says in the pasuk, Mishpachas Seifrim. The pasuk says that the Mishpachas Seifrim, these Mishpachas of people who learned Torah, Yoishve Yabetz was a god of a Torah, and they were Tamidim of Yabetz. Teratim is because they listened to the Terua Bahar Sinai. It's Lashon. It's all Lashon of people learned Torah, or it means they sat in the Sha'arim of Yerushalayim. Shematim. It's also a lashon that they listened to their father who told them to go live in the desert in the tents. That's what it means shemasim. I don't want to say shemasim. And suchasim is a lashon hema. What says weiter? Suchasim hema kainim abo machmas avi beis rechev. And so you see kainim. Who's kainim? Ksiv of bnei kainim chayis amayisha. You see that they were. Became Rosh, they became Sanhedrin, part of Sanhedrin, they're sitting in Lishkas Gazas because Yisrael ran away. So the obvious question is that Lechera, Iyav was better than Bilam. Bilam told Paro to kill them, and Iyav was quiet. Why did Iyav get Yisurim, which is much worse? Bilam actually had a pretty good life. He lived another 40 years, and he got killed 40 years later after he already tried to curse Klal Yisrael. He got killed by Cherev. Okay, he died a very horrible death. And he died very quickly. He didn't have Yisurim. He had a terrible Yisurim for all these years. Why is he of worse? So it's a famous kasha. Chaim Shulevitz's mahalach is that the answer is not a kasha. Because my Yisrael Adam Achai, people don't appreciate life. Every minute of life, as painful it is the most precious thing in the world. Because you could tu'oif in those minutes. Once a person is dead, he can't tu'oif a thing. So being alive is the best thing possible. No matter what type of tzaras it is, it's gavald to be alive. My yisoyin adam chay, which is pasuk in Iyav, which Rav Chaim Shlevitz says that's the pshat. Why Iyav? It's not worse. It's not worse. Bilam got it worse. Bilam died. Someone who's still alive has it much better than someone who's not alive.
He has another 40 years. He said.
Well, he lived another 40 years, but he could have died another. He could have lived another 40 years after that. He died early. He died becherev. Died early. V'nilchom ba. That means becherev. He died early. V'nilchom banu va'alu min ha'aretz. It says in the pasuk that they're gonna get too big. And it says, "Havas Hakolay Pen Yirbe V'Hayikasikur Enam Melchama V'Noisav Gam Hu Asaneinu V'Nilcham Banu The Fight With Us For All of the Arutz." And the question is, at this point, they don't care if they left. They weren't slaves yet. We have to realize before they made them slaves, they were very happy to Eden to live. They didn't want. They hated the Eden. They weren't scared of that. They were scared that they're going to be displaced. So what's for all of the Arutz? V'Alinu Abarle. It's to say that they're going to make us leave. They meant to say that. They said they get too big and they're going to displace us and throw us out. And the lashon of olam ha'aretz means va'alinu. Just when someone says a klali, they tell b'chaveru. Vayisimu lav sari misim says they put on these tax masters on them. So vayisimu alav sari misim. What's the lashon of alav? Which means they made him start working. But should have been aleihem b'alei. They made the yidin start working. He brought this form of a brick. This is Paroi. He put on his neck. And Akilu is coming to work now. The idea was to put them to work. And this way, somehow, it'll stunt the growth of Klai Yisrael. That was the idea. The problem is how you get them to start working. This is a very, very civilized country. So he came and said, you know, we have a big project. We want to build, you know, buildings, you know, very important. Everyone has to be involved. And he went himself and started working himself. And when the guy said, Shalom is this, and he says, you know, I can't work. I sit there and read books. Omaloy, Klum is this, after Yusin Apari, if it's in the Apari. So that's how he got them to start working. Allah means on par. Sorry, misim, dover she mesim. Sorry, misim is the word mesim. Misim usually means taxes. Here we can tie it to something that made them start working. It put them into service now. Mesim means it put them a load on them. Because of this thing that happened, it put a load on them. Laman anoysa b'siv loysam. Anoysam b'aylei. So my answer is, Laman anoysa l'parav is v'aslan l'israel. Pare put himself in some pain in order to get the Klai Yisrael to start working. It means he worked a little bit, kilu, in order to have the Yisrael start working. By even Ari Miskenois Lepare. What's also Miskenois? So Rav Shmuel, Chadam Shemisa, Kenes Balei, and we'll go Rashi's second shot. One shot is that Miskenois means when you build. When you build, it makes it's a sakana for the people who build. The construction workers are in sakana all the time. It's very dangerous. That's also those miskenos. The chadamish miskenos is baleihem. It makes the owners poor. Don't mark at least the binyan. Anyone starts doing any work, any building work, mismasking becomes poor. We see this bechush to this day. It makes a little extension. The next thing you know, it's costing $500,000. Anyone starts working, mismasking. As pisam as Ram says. Rav Shmuel Chad Omar Pisam Shmuel was really called Pisam. Lama Nikra Shmuel Ramses. Why do we call it Ramses? It's really called Pisam. We call it Ramses. You know why? Sharisha and Risha Misraisis. Whatever they put up, shook and fell down. Well, the land wasn't good. We couldn't hold these buildings. The Chad Omar Ramses Shmuel is called Ramses. Lama Nikra Shmuel Pisam Sharisha and Risha and Pita and Balai. It got swallowed in the ground. Either way, whatever they built did not last long. And the pasuk says, "V'chashiyanu oisay keyir bevechay yifroitz." That as much as the Mitzrayim pained them, still they kept on getting bigger. Say came rabu v'chayim parts. If you know diktok, don't say came yirba. They will be yirba. Just said as much as they drove them crazy, they still got bigger and bigger. Came rabu v'chayim parts. Moile amar shlokas ruach kares v'vastrom came yirba v'chayim parts. It was that's ruach kares talking man. V'chashu yano oisai zok the baskal came yirba v'chayim parts. Let them go vayta and vayta. Let them get bigger and bigger. Let them multiply more and more.